Aaron Katursky is just sitting down with us right now, and Judy Pilak, our reporter, or news anchor, is asking us if we are going to see a copy of the speech in advance. You know, press generally does.
I happen to have it right here.
Oh! Oh, interesting.
Immigration. Trade. Borders. I don't actually have it, but no. That's what he said he's going to talk about tonight. He said he is looking for a good collection of words. And he said the message
he should ask Melania for them.
Yeah.
Or well, Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama.
Yeah, speaking of that.
You know this speech has been put through the ringer. There's no way the campaign is going to let any line.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Trump heard it, you know, on TV or on the radio. He read it in a book that somebody recommended to him. None of that. They say this is all going to be from his own head and own heart, mm-hmm. if not even in his own hand. And while they vet the speech, Donald Trump was saying it's going to be the message that worked for him, that got him here. He said it's a good message.
Okay.
So we're expecting then a detail on how he's going to do all these things, because you know this whole idea, and on the stump, and this has been very effective for him. What are we going to do? We're going to build a wall. Where are we going to build it? In Mexico. Who's going to pay for it?
The Mexican here at all.
Right.
None of that.
Well, you know what you've already seen is you've seen even Daryl Issa back off, who was one of the early adopters here of congressman from California, was a guy who was backing off of
building the wall
by saying he means that's code. Daryl Issa said it's code.
Hypothetical wall.
For fixing the immigration problem here. And I don't think that's what these feverish Trump supporters are looking for.
No, and they haven't heard those things that rally them up at every Trump campaign event. You haven't heard about building walls at Mexico's expense. You haven't heard about deporting Muslims. You haven't heard about scuttling trade deals. And so we asked Trump today, are you going to, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to give the red meat kind of stuff? And he said he's going to talk about all of that and more.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Well, I mean, it's going to be fast. This is going to be must-see TV and must-listen radio.
I think, and he's well aware that people have been telling him you have to evolve. You have to drop some of the divisive rhetoric. You have to broaden your base of support as you're cast off toward the general election. But Trump says, you know, he's an honest guy. He wants to be true to himself. And he has found a way to communicate with his supporters and really tap a vein of anger and discontent like no other politician has been able to do. Analyzing his speech the traditional way you might analyze a speech or anticipate it, it's like the laws of physics don't apply here.
He's been fearless about saying things and behaving in a way that he knows he's going to get scrutiny for or be made fun of, but he doesn't care. He's like he's emboldened himself here. He believes in himself, and it seems kind of almost like crazy, but it works.
When he was inside the hall testing the microphone, he looked at everybody who was around him, everybody taking pictures, and said, I love the media. They're so honest. And I thought he was talking to me, which
right.
I thought was sweet.
That was nice.
On his big night to just have a gesture.
But mm-hmm. I read that, but was it sarcastic, like oozing with sarcasm, or was he just trying to
oozing.
Suck up?
I think it was like sarcasm out of a cannon.
And, right.
and a duck. There was. He had a very easy rapport, and he seemed very calm, you know, pretty zen about the whole thing. The stage is different. It's cast at a softer light, a more of a beige rather than that bright, gleaming white. The podium is narrower, slimmer to make Trump appear a little bit larger than life. The backdrop is all hologrammed American flags on a wide screen,
mm-hmm.
and he is out to look presidential and to try and win over some of the skeptics who question his qualifications.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Last night, there had been some talk after Monday and Tuesday nights that there wasn't a lot of energy in the room and that it was quiet. And even Jonathan Carl, chief White House correspondent, had said, hey, we got to I could have a conversation at room temperature with people, right? But last night was very raucous. And there was a mechanical change that they made last night. They closed the bars on the outside of the stadium and made everybody come in. They realized they had lost people to the outside festival area.
Is that true?
And yeah, absolutely. And they moved people in, and the place was actually crowded. They closed everything at 6:30 last night, local time.
So if you want a beer, we got to go soon.
Exactly. Well, there is a bar open right now. That is true. Aaron shares my exact thought about that. Thank you very much, Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Zero.
We'll be hearing you more tonight on the ABC Radio Network.